Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, alleluia. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The Lord be with you. A reading from our Gospel according to John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. I received your name, I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me, I have given to them. And they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours. And everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I no longer be in the world, but they are in the world while I am coming to you. My dear brothers and sisters, this is the gospel of the Lord. Welcome, my dear brothers and sisters. We come here to join all the believers to sing the glory of the Lord to the ends of the earth. The name of the Lord can only be known through our work, through our faith, through our determination. That's how it can be known. God himself can do it by himself, but he trusts us because he wants us to be part of that project of salvation. He trusts us because he has given us the spirit of power that we can be able to stand in our lives to witness to his name. As I told you, today is a happy day in the church all over the world as we celebrate these 21 men, the martyrs of Uganda, who gave in their life for the sake of Jesus, so that his name may be known to the ends of the earth. They're not giving their lives just, okay, yeah, we believe, let us do that. No, what they did was to testify to the name of the Lord, and what they did now has become part of that project of salvation, that God loves each one of us. And though dead, but alive in Christ, they continue to live the good news to we who believe. We know they were born in a time of trials. We had a king called Mwanga, who was a terrible king. That's within my kingdom, my home area where I come from. So there were so many young men and women who had been, chosen to go and work in the palace of the king. We used to call them pages. So these young men and women, at times they were abused, at times many things happened to them. But when the missionaries came to Uganda around 1885 and onwards, so these men were attracted to the ways of the missionaries. They did not know English. but yet they understood the faith. The missionaries never knew our language, but yet they communicated through the spirit of power and they believed. They did not understand very much what was going on, but the Spirit of God possessed them, and they were able even to witness this truth of the risen Lord to their king, who was a tyrant. And they never gave up. We hear Charles Lwanga had made a kind of like a little school somewhere, hiding, so the other pages would go there. Those who wanted to know more about what he had understood from the missionaries would go there in the night to do that. They were not allowed. They knew that what they were doing was risking their lives, but they never minded. And the king happened to know this, and he said, you know, if you don't give up that way of those white men, I will put you to death. Did they give in? No. Charles Lwanga came to confirm his friends, his brothers, to be strong in the faith. And that was the beginning of their torture. They'd be tortured because they believe in the Lord. But they never gave up, because Jesus, as we hear in the gospel today, he's gone back to the Father, and he will give us another advocate. And that's the spirit of power. If we believe and allow him, we can do things that are going to amaze the world. If we know the truth, we can do it. Can Father John do it? Could be. All of us are called to do that. So most of them were arrested, they were beaten, some were cut in pieces. Can you imagine just to be cut one part by part? They cut one thing and said, okay, now, can you give up the faith? But yet we still remain obstinate and said, no, I will not. Some were tied in firewood and put grass on them and they were burnt. So imagine. That's great faith, and that shows that what we believe in is active and alive. Because Jesus is alive. And how is he alive? We must continue to be alive in our lives. We must show him to the world. He's not calling us to go and die hopelessly. No. But also we can be martyrs in our own times. Especially in these modern times, when everybody is taken up by other things, they no longer want to maybe concentrate about God. We can be martyrs. We who are here, we can go back and change the world. Saint Kizito was a little boy, 12 years. The king said, no, we spare this kid, he's too young. Why should he go? The parents went and they okay, tried to say, oh, son, don't you go. Why? But the boy refused. And he followed his friend. Why did they do that? Not in their own power, but in the power of the one who chose them as they were, insignificant, unlearned. But he chose them and he gave them the power that you're going to be the presence of God in this country and in the whole world. So my dear brothers and sisters, as we join my brothers and sisters in Uganda, let us also celebrate, because it is our feast. They are our brothers in the faith. So can we go back and do the needful? As we hear in the word of God today, what is it all about? It's about doing God's will. Did you hear Paul? Could be talking like these matters. He has been spreading the good news. Now he has come down from Miletus and he goes back to the church in Ephesus. And what is he telling them? He's making a farewell to them. I'm going to Jerusalem. I don't know whether I'm going to make it, because as we heard in the reading, the Spirit of God had warned him about imprisonment. So he knew. Could he escape? Yes. He had the right not to go there. But yet in the spirit of power, he goes. I say, yeah, pray for me. We may not see my face again. But keep what I've taught you. So this is why we are here. This is why these martyrs gave in their life. Because they listened to the voice of God and believed. And Jesus stood also, is giving an account, like more or less like St. Paul. He's giving an account of whatever God gave to him, Now he's revealing to the Father, Father, whatever you gave me, I gave to them. And now let your Son be glorified in them and in your name. He's Lord. He had no reason to say that. But he's setting us an example that he's the one who has called us and he's the one we follow. And in us, when we believe, he's glorified. So my dear brothers and sisters, today we pray through these matters of Uganda that the good Lord who called us here today, that we are here sitting, that also we may be matters in our own lives. That our sitting here may not go to waste, but we may go back and live life. Life is not easy, especially during these modern times. It's not easy, especially in terms of faith. It's not easy. When people see us doing things, they say, why do you do that? Even some among us who believe, who are baptized, sometimes we say, you go to church every day. Why? Why do you bother God? God knows. God is greater than you. Sometimes those things happen. But when we hear them and kind of overgo them and do what we feel is needful, that's being matters in our life. So may he bless us today. That as we celebrate them, it may not be only a celebration, but we may go back and reflect and say, what can I do? What have I done to make the name of God be revealed? What can I do to make my brothers and sisters to come to know the true way that leads to God? The Lord be with you. And now we shall raise enough petitions to God.